This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, Cal Thomas begins his column by recounting his visit to Singapore a few years ago. He asked the cab driver about the unemployment rate. He was shocked to hear that it was fewer than 2%. What was the reason for such a low rate? Well, the cab driver said, "We don't have any welfare here. If you are able-bodied and don't work, the government doesn't send you a check." The Apostle Paul writes in 2 Thessalonians 3:10 that if anyone would not work, neither should he eat. He recognized what the leaders in Singapore discovered. We need to be motivated to work. Regularly giving someone a handout can be a great demotivator. Handouts rob people of their dignity and ultimately devalue their work ethic. Welfare programs have been around for decades, but they seem to be increasing in number and expense. There are at least 126 different programs at an annual cost of $1 trillion per year. Certainly, many of the recipients have a financial need, but we need to evaluate whether a whole generation living on welfare is good for the families and good for the nation. Few Americans would deny the value of giving someone a hand up by providing temporary assistance so that they can get back on their feet. But providing decades of handouts creates dependency and corrodes the human spirit. Humans were made to work and express their energy and creativity in their work. Laziness and idleness are usually the byproduct of many welfare programs. We've also made welfare very attractive. In previous commentaries, I described studies that concluded that welfare pays more than a minimum wage job in 35 states. In more than a dozen states, welfare pays more than $15 per hour. People on welfare may not be lazy, but they aren't stupid. Why work when welfare pays so well? Perhaps that is why the unemployment rate in Singapore is lower than in the United States. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For more information about issues covered on Viewpoints, visit pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.